Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
A job interview ends badly for a man in Georgia. Chris Lewis was arrested March 22nd. Police say he left his kids in a McDonald's by themselves while he went to an interview for a job. He reportedly told police he did not have a car and lived nearby. Lewis said instead of making his three kids, who are 1, 6, and 10 years old, walk home alone, he decided to make them stay in the restaurant.
Well, people felt so bad for this Georgia dad who was just trying to make some money to provide for his family that they started defending this man for leaving his children as young as 1 year old at the McDonald's for about 2 hours.
He left a one-year-old
long? Well, yeah. So he has three children. The youngest is one, and they were left there for an hour and 42 minutes on March 22nd. He said he had to go do a job interview. Well, people were so devastated that this poor father was arrested for just trying to get a job that a GoFundMe page was started by none other than Antonio Brown, the former NFL wide receiver.
Okay.
There's $80,000+ that was raised on that page. $82,898 was raised. I mean, people were going nuts, feeling so bad for this guy, saying he was mistreated, he shouldn't have been arrested. Well, what do you know, Mark Cox? Turns out this guy made the whole story up.
Oh, no.
His 10-year-old daughter said that, my dad does this quite frequently. You know, they went to the supposed, I guess it's a hotel, this hotel where he was supposedly interviewing, and they confirmed, you know, yeah, he did drop off an application, but we were not interviewing him. So basically the alibi that he tried to give was not checking out. So people aren't really sure exactly what he was doing, but he was definitely not doing what he said he was, which was going on a job interview.
So he did abandon his kids. He left them there for 2 hours. He was not being interviewed for a job.
No.
He was out, like, looking for crack, or exactly was he doing?
I don't really know. It doesn't really say exactly what he was doing.
Huh.
There's some holes that were poked in another story he tried to tell about, I was going to drop off some bag for the mom of the kids, and then I lost my ID and all this stuff. And none of his stories were really adding up. But it sounds like he uses the McDonald's basically as a daycare for his kids. You know, I have other things I would like to do in my life, so go play at the McPlay, whatever it's called.
Was it a GoFundMe page?
It's a GoFundMe page that Antonio Brown started. This just goes to show you that when you're donating to a lot of these pages, you have to be so cautious. Like, there are really awful people out there who will see someone who's just been diagnosed with, well, they'll make up that they have cancer and start GoFundMe pages, and then they will hopefully face criminal charges. We've seen stories like that. But you also have stories where you truly do find out that somebody was in a tragic accident or passed away or has a really, you know, a terminal illness, and they're saying they're raising money for the family. Turns out they have no connection to that person. I don't know the proper way to vet all of these GoFundMe pages. I'm not super keen on donating to them. I certainly have.
I think the key is don't do it out of emotion. If you see a story that tugs at your heartstrings, look at the GoFundMe page, read the story, save it to your history or bookmark it or something and wait a couple of days and then go back and see if it like hasn't been found out to not be legit. Because once your money's gone, it's gone. I think you ought to be very cautious. That doesn't mean there aren't some great causes out there. Remember the people that claimed that that guy that washed her windshield and was homeless and all that, and she started the GoFundMe page and raised a couple $100,000. I forget where that was. And then they busted her and her husband and the guy for making up the whole story.
Oh my gosh.
Just to fund a GoFundMe. I think she went to jail. I think she was convicted for it.
Well, she should. She's stealing from people.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown, this is what he initially wrote. Story caught me by surprise. A dad just trying to find a way to make money for his family. I know he shouldn't just leave his kids, but some people don't have the means for babysitting. This GoFundMe set in place to help this man. Yada, yada, yada. Well, then he goes down and updates it yesterday, saying he's gathering additional information from the family. He's in touch with GoFundMe. The funds will remain on hold, but if anyone, I guess, who donated would like to request a refund, GoFundMe will honor it. Well, yeah, they should honor it, considering the guy made the whole story up.
Yeah. I wonder, I was just Googling here when you were talking. I wondered what Antonio Brown's net worth was. Do we have any idea?
I'll look it up right now.
It says he's worth millions, is what it says here. American professional football player is a net worth.
$3 million.
It says $3 million. I don't know if they know what they're talking about or not. That's interesting. So he did have some bankruptcy problems. I know he's had some money problems. I was about to say, I wonder, whenever I see celebrities get involved in this thing and ask other people who make a lot less money than them to donate to something, I'm always a little suspicious. Remember when,
Oprah?
Was it Oprah and The Rock? We're trying to get people to donate to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they're both worth a gazillion dollars. Mm-hmm. I think she's a billionaire
now.
Oh,
she's absolutely a billionaire.
She's definitely a left-wing oligarch. And she's trying to get hard-working men and women around America to send their $10 or $15 or $25 or $100 in for this fund when she could just fund the whole thing herself, mm-hmm. and not miss the money.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing about it. A lot of these people that they make all so much fun of give away hundreds of millions of dollars every year.
Well, I could understand it if Oprah were coming out saying, hey, I'm donating, let's just throw out a number of $200 million to the relief efforts in Hawaii, but I'm also asking if you feel called to
sure.
donate. You know, but I don't remember her saying that she was even... Do you remember her saying she was donating herself?
I don't. Maybe she did make a small donation.
Like
I really
$5.
Don't know. But I do
Oprah
remember,
Winfrey, $5 to GoFundMe.
I do remember The Rock saying he learned a valuable lesson from that. That he wouldn't do something like that again. You know who doesn't do that? Parton.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Donald
no,
Trump.
No, Dolly Parton. She puts her money where her mm-hmm. mouth is, man. She donates money to those flood victims and to people all across Appalachia, certainly where she grew up over the years. She has donated a ton of money to charities. And I guess she's going to leave most of her fortune to it. She mm-hmm. didn't have any kids. I guess,
well,
she's got family.
When you see a celebrity getting involved, it adds some sort of legitimacy to it. Having Antonio Brown's name attached to this GoFundMe,
I'm sure
made people think, well, of course he would have done his due diligence and checked the story out and made sure. A lot of people didn't even question it. I initially saw the headline before it all came out debunked, and I remember thinking, well, that's still weird. That's still odd that you would leave three children those ages alone for 2 hours. I would never do that. So there was already some weirdness with that. Now, the job interview, whatever, but I mean, now just to find out that this whole thing is a lie, it just goes to show how quickly you can pull at the heartstrings of people on the internet. Like, you put up one little headline. Half the people probably didn't even take the time to read the story. They just saw the headline, man interviewing for job who had left his kids, you know, so he could try to make money, arrested. And, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. These cops are just terrible. Why would they arrest this poor father?
I'm sure that's what happened. What was the Will Smith movie where he was
Pursuit
working
of Happiness?
On Wall Street, Pursuit of Happiness?
Oh, I
and
love
had to
that movie.
Take his kid along on some mm-hmm. of his job interviews and all that stuff. Maybe that's what they were thinking of.
That's a great movie.
It was a great movie.
Wasn't that actually, that is his kid?
I think it was his
in
son.
In real life. Yes.
Wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who both of their children turned out to be really odd, didn't they?
Yes.
Isn't he a little odd?
They're both
yes.
a little odd.
See, James is saying on Facebook, I don't trust any of the GoFundMes.
Well, I mean, I think you can trust some of them. You have to watch it with a critical eye and don't read the story and rush to the GoFundMe page and immediately donate your money. give it a few days. Just find out how legitimate it is, or if any stories come out about the fact that, hey, wait a minute, this may not be real. I don't think you can get your money back, generally speaking.
So for example, wasn't there a GoFundMe? There is one actually for Brian McKenna, who died recently here in St.
Really?
Louis.
I didn't know that. They announced his parade the other day, didn't they?
No, it says there is. Well, it says he's hospitalized. That must be someone different. Who am I thinking of? I'm thinking of the police officer who had his leg
amputated. Nathan Spies?
I don't know why my brain is mixing those up, because obviously it's two completely different stories for that officer.
Yes.
And that one is very legitimate.
Oh, absolutely.
But again, you have to look at who's organizing it. And like you said, I think it's good to give it a couple of days and see where it goes. And there obviously were a lot of headlines from legitimate sources about that.
Right.
I mean, you saw headlines from quote-unquote legitimate sources with this story, too.
Yeah. You can parse them out if you're just cautious with it and don't give to everything. There's a tendency to want to do that. Yeah.
The McKenna party is on May 31st.
The street party?
Yeah.
The street party.
And isn't it Southampton?
Yes. Macklin and not.
I don't think there's a Brian McKenna GoFundMe. Like. Sorry if I got anyone thinking
there
was.
Well, there was when he originally had cancer.
Okay, and when he was in the hospital?
Yeah, and then he gave all that money back. He didn't use it himself.
He
re-charitied it.
Wow.
Get more at 971talk.com.